Hey guys, welcome back to
Unsystematic.
Back to a new episode. It is fucking November.
Oh my fucking god.
Damn.
I feel like October just went bloop.
Went bloop. It just shit on us.
Yeah.
It shit its way through.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, it'll literally be the release of this episode. I think like the second.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dang.
I'm really upset that October's over.
It's that Scorpio season.
Wait, hold on.
Sag season. It's all coming.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, I don't, because then that leads to Capricorn season, and that's what I care about.
Yeah, so fuck Scorpio and Sagittarius.
But you know what time it is, though? That means it's time for Christmas. It's time to start decorating.
No.
Pull your trees out.
Fuck.
It's time.
No.
Are y'all ready?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Once November hits, Christmas is right around the corner.
No.
Day after Thanksgiving, girl.
Yes.
That's way too late. Y'all, I day swear after we're Thanksgiving. Not friends.
What?
Mm-hmm. Y'all should be lucky my tree is not up right now.
Look, we know because you kept that shit up like 3 years. Remember that? Like 3 years in a row.
I know.
Whole time.
There'll be a Christmas tree on my grave. There will be.
Oh my god.
But the time has changed. We get an extra hour of sleep.
Yes, thank god.
Can we just stop doing that, because that's just annoying,
dude?
It's not annoying.
It is, though.
It is, though. Like, and now it's all dark at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Seriously,
like, it's weird. I hate it, but I honestly don't know which I prefer. Like, I don't know if I prefer it getting darker earlier or darker later.
Darker later.
See, I almost feel like darker later just because I don't like to drive in the dark. So it gives me a little bit more time to be out.
That's fair.
But, yeah. Mm.
Either way, time is a construct. I don't even know why we're
fucking following. I prefer falling
times.
Back.
Well, yeah, because you gain an hour. Quote, yeah. Unquote, gain an hour. Who the fuck wants to lose an
shit.
Hour?
But then, I really don't like it getting dark so early. But then, like, I don't know. I'm conflicted.
Why does the time fucking change anyways? Well, like, for farmers or something?
Yeah, it's for farmers. It doesn't really...
So why the fuck does it matter for us? Like, why do we have to, like, assimilate to that?
We've just adopted it. Arizona's the only state that doesn't do it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So they're constantly at the same time?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Why?
Because whenever we went to Arizona, we had, like, tickets for a thing. But because of the time change or whatever, we thought we fucked up. Because they also have something called mountain time.
Mm-hmm.
I have no fucking idea what that is. But we thought we were running late. And it turns out we got there, like, 3 minutes before ours actually started. But it just, I guess that makes sense. Like, why the time was, I don't know. In my head, it makes sense.
Interesting.
But, yeah.
I don't know why they choose to confuse us. Like, honestly, I don't know why everybody's just not on the same fucking time.
That,
like,
okay.
For what? Why do you need to be 3 hours ahead and
okay,
2 hours
behind?
Okay,
that makes sense, though, because we're on different parts of, like, it's
no,
round.
But it's flat.
So
it's just,
oh my god.
No, we're not going there.
She did not just say that.
We're not fucking going there.
So it should just be the same.
No, we're not flat, girl.
No, because... Okay, even if the earth was flat, we already know that certain parts of the world experience daytime at different times than we do. So why would we follow the same time?
Because to make life simple. Like, I don't want to ask you, oh, what time is it where you live? Like, no, bitch. If it's fucking 10 o'clock where I'm at, it's 10 o'clock where you're at, period.
No, that's not how that works.
No.
You can't. They're on the other end of the world.
But they're not.
But they are.
But they are.
Okay, but that's different. I'm talking about, like, in the United States of America.
It's the same thing.
No, we're not on different sides of the world. We're on the same
fucking...
Yes,
but you're still round. It's still round. Oh my god.
It's not. I do not compute.
Clearly. We've established that. I fucking can't with you.
No Nintendo.
No Nintendo.
No Nintendo. Please move along.
Move along, move
We're
along.
We're done with the fucking time.
I can't. Look, whenever I'm president...
she's going to declare the world is flat.
Yeah. She fucking hates the government and she's going to be president.
Okay? No daylight savings time. And you know what? Whatever time it is right now, that's where it is in Australia.
What I say goes. And when I'm president, there will be no Congress. I make all decisions.
Oh, so you know. No.
I can't support. I'm sorry. No. Checks and balances, girl. Checks and balances.
Girl, me. No. Because you already think, you write all the time. Fuck
but
no.
I am. Anyways, guys, 2022, vote for me.
You're not even going to be of age to fucking run.
Well, that's something that I'm changing with my campaign.
Okay, but like, you got to win first. No. Before you change.
No, I'm changing it in my campaign because it would defeat the purpose if I was like, oh yeah, like you got to be 80 years old with your balls fucking falling to the floor to be able to run. I'd be like, no, in my campaign, you can be whatever age you want.
But you have no power yet.
For real.
Like, I have the power of me.
Oh my
God. Look, you guys just need to hop on my campaign because if not, if you're not with me, you're against me. And you don't want to be against me.
You sounded like Mary Cosby right now.
Okay.
I will stick Jesus on you.
Really bad.
I'm scared.
Are you running for president or are you starting your own cult? I'm confused.
I mean, they're the same thing.
Whoa. All right.
But yeah, just vote for me and it'll be a good time.
Who's going to be your vice president?
There's not going to be one.
Oh, I would
I don't need to advise anybody.
I would like to apologize to my NSA agent who's listening in, wherever you're listening in. I do not condone or endorse Christina's statements.
Same.
I endorse it all. That's what they all, it'll be like, I endorse myself. Like, we ain't never going to go to other countries. We don't need them. It's just going to be my world and all right. How I see it.
All right.
I do what I want. I'm for the people. But if, are like you I though? Said, my are campaign you? Will be, if you're not with me, you're against me. And if you're against
Jesus. Wow. Okay.
She said you about to get got.
Yeah.
Girl, I don't know how you going to win.
Yeah.
Are you sabotaging my campaign already?
No.
Mic off.
Damn.
Disconnect.
Just kidding.
Talk about censorship.
Yeah. So anyways.
She's going to cut all of my parts out.
I know. She's just going to.
It'll be a one-man podcast.
Oh, fuck.
She's just going to insert a statement and be like, we did have some people, you know, chime in, but I decided to,
They're not relevant to the
conversation. Yeah, they're not relevant.
Nobody ever is. Nobody ever is.
Fucking can't, dude.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what I've been up to. No, I'm sorry.
Okay, all
just,
right.
Just deciding my campaign and how I want to just take away time change and...
Wow. I want to take away this. I want to take away that. The earth is flat.
I mean, we're over here focused on the moon. Why not be focused on, like, the sun? Like, and when it rises and when it sets. Like, why can't I control that, you know?
What? What? Like, literally what?
I don't know. I'm losing my mind. I'm delirious. I'm on, you know.
No shit.
My brain's not there. But what about you guys?
My brain's a fucking mess.
What's new?
Ooh, okay. So I have something to tell y'all.
Uh-oh.
This is me just venting.
Oh,
first and foremost.
Hell.
No, nothing bad. I mean, not for me anyway. But y'all know I've been staying in my lane. I have, like, not been talking to people. I'm not on dating apps, nothing like that, right? Tell me why the fuck this dude that I used to work with at Taco Cabana fucking friend requested me. And then he fucking, like, I don't care, right? Add me. I don't give a fuck. But, like, if we're not close and we haven't talked in 12 years, you don't need to message me. Like, we don't need to talk. It's cool. But anyway, he messaged me. And he was like, hey, like, long time no see. And I was like, yeah, okay. And he's like, do you still want to see it? That's literally his second message to me.
Oh,
is,
my God.
Do you still want to see it? And I'm, like, confused because I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, from, like, 12 years ago? And he's like, yeah, do you still want to see it? And so I just started playing dumb. The last message I sent him was, you're going to have to spell it out for me because I don't know what you're talking about. And he left me on red. And I'm like,
do you want to see what? Your paycheck? Your credit score?
Yeah, like,
what? I mean, I do want to see that, but...
Dude, why are dudes such vaginas? Like, I don't understand why men think that, like, that's okay. Like, I haven't talked to you in years, and you want to know if I want to see it? Like, that's your first thought. When you see my profile, you know what? You know what? I haven't talked to her in a while. I wonder if she still wants to see my dick.
That's what I'm like, dude, do you like, really think that I've been thinking about your dick for the last 10 plus years? Like,
I guess he thinks so. I guess he thinks that, like, you're pining away and that's literally all you think about.
And you know what the funny thing is? This is not the only dude that's done that to me. I've had at least two other ones that I haven't seen them in years. And then they just hit me up out of nowhere and they're like, so, like, you down? And I'm like, for what? Sir, I do not know you. Please
that's
stop.
That's clearly men who aren't getting none. Like, yeah. If you were getting some, like, you wouldn't think to hit up someone from years ago and right. that be your first thought. Right.
I'd be like, for what, bitch?
Like, you're literally going through, like, your black book of, like, damn, I've had my fucking dick wet in a hot minute. Oh, I knew this bitch 12 years ago who said she was down.
12?
Let's talk to her.
Dude, the funny thing is that whenever we did work together, like, I was not into him. His brother was cute, but, like, he was not. Which is fine, whatever, right? To each their own. But I only flirted with this dude at work because I was bored.
Something to do, yeah.
I did not think we were going to be here 12 years later. Trying to fucking show me his dick. Like, sir, please get some self-respect and tone down the audacity, because I cannot. I'm just blown away. I wish I had that confidence.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, we can applaud the confidence.
Yeah.
Two snaps. But I don't know. Dude, men have balls. Like, I don't.
But not the right kind.
You don't ever hear, like, females going up and being like, do you want to see my vagina? Do you still want to see it? Like, you know?
12 years later.
Yeah.
I would never.
Let me fucking message someone I knew in elementary school and see if they want to see it.
Dude, I get anxious messaging people I haven't talked to in months. I'm not going to fucking hit somebody up years later. Just, what the fuck is wrong with you?
That's funny, though. And he's not cute at all? Like, he's not worth a see?
No.
Oh, okay.
I still want to see it. Like,
oh, damn. That's just good. Oh, shame. It's always the fucking ugly ones who want to act out like that.
Dude, yes. And this is why I would like to know what it's like to have a dick, because is a dick where the audacity comes from? I just want to know.
All the blood rushes to there. They don't think.
Men, please let us know. If you listen to our podcast, like, let us know. Is it a courage dick? Like, what is that?
What is it about having a dick and balls that makes you just think that everybody wants to see it? Trust me, it's not that fucking pretty.
It's not. A vagina's prettier than a penis.
Yeah.
100%.
I'd rather see a vagina. It depends on the vagina, though, you know?
I was telling my sisters, though.
Even, like, ugly ones look better than a penis.
Not the ones that look like they're trying to attack you. There's some vaginas.
I don't give a shit.
No.
I'd rather see a vagina than a
dick. I think there's ugly and pretty ones in both, to be honest. Because there's some... Y'all know there's some nice looking penises. You're like, you're well maintained, like, it's clean, like, you know, we've discussed this.
Yes. But still, none of the men that have asked me this years later had memorable dicks.
Yeah.
So please don't message me.
Yes. I will say it's the guys with the nice dicks that don't go out wanting.
Of their way.
Yeah.
12. 12 years.
Okay, to be fair, I never saw it. But from the face, I can just assume.
It still tripped me out. Like, I just don't understand.
Watch it be nice, though.
I don't care. It's got a kid attached to it. I don't want
it. That's her. She's curious. She's like, I want to see it, actually.
Like, that thing made a kid. That's not a... I'm good. Like,
that thing made a kid.
Yeah.
Damn, wow.
No, I'm talking about his dick. I'm just saying, like, there's just nothing. There's nothing attractive about this situation. Like, you're a dad. It looks like you're in a relationship, and this is 12 years later. Sir, you have nothing going on that I want a part of. Yeah. I'm good. Thank you.
That's so random, though.
No, but I was telling... Oh, fuck, what was I... I had a thought, and now it's gone. Yep, it's gone. I'll have to think
about it. It wasn't important then.
I guess not. But I did tell my sisters about this, and they were like, really? And I'm like, yeah. Dude, I almost would have preferred an actual dick pic than him asking me, because I'm like...
Yeah, but y'all even, now like, you're just pics. Awkward. Do you get dick pics being married?
No, we don't do that.
Right? You don't, like, spice things up through, like, messages and stuff?
I mean, I'll call him, but I don't... I think throughout our entire relationship, we've only sent each other, like, naked pics, like, once or twice. It's just...
I feel like it's more fun, though, when you're just, like, messing around with somebody.
I think it's because we just live together. We're always together.
There's not, like, a need.
Yeah. I'm sure if the need was there,
you we'd should. Be doing it. You know what you should do, like they do in those TikToks? Like, whenever you're in your next, like, D&D or whatever, your game night, like, text him something dirty and just see his reaction. Like, just start doing that to him.
I should.
That'd be so funny.
And then I'm going to do
tell
it.
Tell us what happens.
Okay.
John's listening to this, like, oh, fuck, that's what she was doing.
That'd be so good. I would do that it. Shit. I don't know. I mean, like I do that sometimes. About, like, sending it, I don't mind, but, like, receiving it, I don't know how to react to it, to be honest. Like, yeah. Men do have, like, they want to send shit like that, and I don't, like, cool. Like, what do you, I don't ever have a good response.
Congratulations on the dick. What am I supposed to do with it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what's the proper dick etiquette response? Like,
okay, I'm not going to lie, though. Because, like, I don't know how to respond either. I'm just like
a couple of times I've gotten one, and I'm like, but I was into that person. Like, I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
I don't want to accept dick pics from strangers. I'm like, good.
Cool. Thumbs up. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not the one.
I just want to know, like, I just don't want people talking to me, especially when it has to do with their dicks. Like,
yeah.
I didn't want any part of this conversation, and now you roped me into it.
Ask me how my day is first.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, at least something. Ask me if I'm even in a relationship before you offer up a fucking penis picture.
Exactly.
How the fuck do you know?
He doesn't know your life. I guess so, whatever. Yeah.
But
I mean, I don't care. I feel like I'm going to show you a picture of him, and then y'all can live react to this.
Okay.
But I'm going to show you the messages, and it's literally... like the fourth message, and there's keep in mind there's only like 10 messages total, and this was my little literal response when he was like, do you still want to see it?
Bitch, she sent the bunny from what movie is that? Is that Secret Life of Pets? I think
so, yeah.
She just sent a bunny.
So this is what this dude looks like, and I think that's his kid in the picture.
See, but we all know Bernice's taste. Sometimes Bernice only goes for a certain type.
Sometimes, yeah, and this is
ugly
not it.
Isn't ugly.
Mm.
Okay. If Michelle thinks it's ugly.
Questionable. I didn't say ugly. Just.
Oh, he's not the worst.
He's not the best either.
His kid looks like him.
I mean, if it's your kid, you kind of want it to look like you, right?
Not if one of you is ugly.
Damn! Okay. I'm just saying, like...
No, I mean, you've had worse.
Wow! Let's just say that.
Holy you definitely shit, had worse. Dude. You know who you are. Dude. That was the worst. Yeah.
He was just nice, okay? He was just really, really nice. Oh, he hit on you after.
I know. He done found me on POF.
Just cut his name out. Leave the rest of this.
People just be finding me on POF.
Dude, they want some of them. Okay, I will say, though, that, like, on POF, I've had, like, the worst luck. Because that's where I met the bald one. And he was a little much. Yeah. And since then, I'm just like, I don't think I'm ever going to go to POF again.
See, and I'm more comfortable on POF, I think, because I don't want to go on a site that, like, I have to message people. Tinder, to me, is just hookup. Like, I don't know. I'm comfortable on POF, but I don't know. I'll probably be back on there starting next year. Like, I'm giving myself a little break, and you can catch me there, people.
If you see me, send me a message.
Yeah.
No.
But, yeah.
No.
And Michelle, I know you have no input on POF.
Yeah, I don't.
So, how was your anniversary trip?
It was awesome. I had so much fun. I didn't want to leave. I actually cried when we left.
Aww.
Because I didn't want to leave. It was so nice.
Wait, I thought your anniversary was, like, in April.
It is, but this is, like, our, like, mini honeymoon.
Yeah, it was, like, her, I guess not anniversary. Okay. In my head, I was thinking, like, wedding.
I was, like, am I crazy? I thought it was in April.
It was, like, her wedding trip.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so beautiful. We got this, like, cottage by the ocean. There was no TV, so that was, like...
She went to Oregon, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I went to Oregon. Sorry.
Well,
There was it was a huge deal that there was no TV in the cabin, but...
I do agree. I concur.
I didn't mind at all. And...
So, what did you... I mean, you do at night, because that's my whole ideal of, like... having a TV. It's not so much that I go on vacation to have TV, but it's like at night is when I need it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, we were in bed like really early since we didn't have a TV. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'd just talk or he'd read his book and I'd just surf on my phone for a little bit.
I don't think we've ever watched TV when we've gone on trips together. So what are you all going on about needing a TV?
Yes, we have. At night. God,
wait, Colorado didn't have a TV.
It happened in the living room, and we turned it on, like, once.
No. But see, it was that night we did turn it on.
Mm-hmm. But we didn't, like, leave. That's we hung out in the living room one time.
We watched Moana, because I had never seen it.
I don't remember that.
I mean, it was Colorado.
Good point.
Good point.
All right.
Enough said.
But, yeah, it's not about watching it. To me, it's just, like, I feel... The noise. I don't know. I just need one.
I already told you, I can't be alone with my own thoughts.
Yeah.
I need the sound.
It would have made it would have made it that much better.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it was still a lot of fun. We were, like, steps from the ocean.
What, did it rain the whole time? What was the weather like? What was the vibe?
It was rainy, like, sure, but not the entire time. And the weather was amazing. It was, like, gloomy and overcast pretty much the whole time. And very cool and chilly. And we loved that because, you know, I don't like it to be too hot.
Yeah.
So
what was, like, your favorite thing?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think we already know what the favorite part was.
My favorite thing was probably the second day we were there because we went to the Frank Lloyd Wright house. And then we went to this, like, because we didn't have anything to do after the house. So we were just looking for things to do. And I don't know if it was me or John, but we were like, oh, let's go here. And that's where we found the waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
the
one of my
favorite. The waterfall was so nice.
It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
I literally cried, like, you can ask John, because I got so emotional, because it was just so beautiful.
See, and that's my thing, like, there's just something about nature that I feel like, resets your soul almost.
Yeah. I was like, this right here makes me believe in God.
That's how I felt when we went to Colorado, and, like, driving, when we drove to Estes Park, that it was just, like, how can you not? Like, just when you see something like that, or, like, I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I have, a deep spiritual connection to, like, nature.
Yeah. It's because we're witches.
We are.
What?
Since we're witches. Witch vibes.
That was nice. And then, the last day we saw sea lions.
Hmm.
And I love that. I was like, oh, they're so cute.
Yeah.
Did you pet them?
No.
Hell, those are wild fucking animals.
Yeah.
I would have tried to pet one.
Okay. I don't know. Do they bite?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Well, I think I'm thinking, like, the walruses. Where I always think of those elephant seals.
I think there's been stories of them, like, eating humans.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. Fuck it. It's an interesting way to go.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
Shamu over. Imagine get their ass.
We had opportunities to see that, but I think we went during the wrong time.
Wait, what?
Sea whales? Mm-hmm. Dude, that's, like, on my list. I want to see a whale.
We could have saw, there was the California gray whale or something like that. Gray whale, orcas,
why didn't
great
you
white
it?
Sharks.
because they were not in our area when we went. I think they are north, and they come down here mm-hmm. during the spring or something like that.
Oh, they, like, migrate or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But that was
Did cool. you see anything from the Goonies?
I did. Oh. I went to Cannon Beach, and that's where they have that, the scene where he's holding up the, is it the key? And it, like, fits in with the little rocks, the three rocks.
Or was it on the beach? I don't remember that.
I don't think that's on the beach.
Yeah. It's not on the beach. They, like, go up a hill, and then they see it.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. He holds but it up, right, actual, and it fits in.
Yeah.
It's not, like, an actual key. It's, like, a scene fits in the key.
Yeah.
Like, the picture. Like,
yeah.
I get you. Yes.
So, we saw that, and then we went to Astoria, and we saw... the Walsh House, and the little jail from the opening scene, and the museum where the father worked at.
Cool.
It was so awesome.
Why did you put museum in quotes like that?
Because the actual place isn't a museum.
Oh, okay, okay.
Or was it the city hall?
The building.
I don't know. But it was really nice. And the jail, actually, they turned it into a museum. And it had, like, a whole bunch of Goonies memorabilia. And it was really cool to look at. And it also mentioned, like, other places that were filmed in Astoria, apparently. Or Astoria and Oregon. Apparently... Twilight, the first Twilight, was filmed some parts in there, and they, I guess, made it look like Forks or whatever.
Did you go to Forks?
No. We could have gone to Washington. There's literally a bridge in Astoria that I think it's a couple, few miles long, and it literally goes into Washington. I was like, we could have crossed
the bridge. Yeah, you should have.
But mm-hmm. we didn't have enough time, because, driving at night's the worst there.
Yeah.
That's the one thing we didn't like, because there's no street lights. Mm-mm. And if you take the 101 all the way down to where we were staying, you're driving along the edge of the ocean the entire time. And so there's, like, mist and fog because it's so gloomy and overcast, and the weather's...
Sounds perfect.
Cold.
That's spooky.
It was awesome, but John did not like it.
Yeah.
And he did most of the driving.
I would like it, like, during the day, but, yeah, at night, not me. Mm-mm.
Stay indoors.
But driving on that 101 was so awesome. Just, like, being on the edge of the... it was just so beautiful. I'll never get over it.
No, I mean, definitely from everything you posted, I was super jelly the whole entire time.
I think we should go now without Michelle.
Oh, no, for sure. We should go to Maine.
And we should go to Forks.
Yeah.
We should go to Massachusetts.
Alaska. Mm-hmm. Canada.
Yeah. All the places those. That we said we were going to go without Michelle. Because she's married
now. She will
now.
Never be forgiven.
Ever.
Wow.
Forever.
Forever. We'll lock you up sin agua y sin comida.
Con las cucarachas.
For 2 semanas.
Oh, I can't.
So, see, she had a good trip. We had good week. I'm running for president. What's on our agenda today?
I fucking can't. You are not running for president. Okay. So, today, we're going to answer some Would You Rather questions.
Ooh.
From this book called 3,000 Would You Rather Questions.
Okay, are you just going to turn to random pages?
Yeah. So I think we should each, like, take a turn asking a question.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, y'all ready for the first one?
Yeah.
And there are right and wrong answers.
Yeah.
So.
But what do you mean there's right and wrong answers?
Bitch, it's a would you rather.
Okay. Would you rather use gym equipment after a sweaty person or share a towel with someone who smells bad?
Bitch. I'm the not sweaty putting gym. My goodies on your goodies.
The sweaty gym thing.
Yes.
Yeah, the sweaty gym thing.
I would share equipment.
What kind of question is
that?
That
was not okay. a given. If you had to think about that.
Okay, no. Okay,
something
yes.
wrong with you, girl.
But, I hate my hands being dirty, and that would gross me too, the fuck out, and like, I would leave.
Bitch, your whole body would be dirty if you use someone else's towel.
I'm not. Okay, yes, I understand. But I really did have to weigh the options.
Oh, my God. You would.
Because I don't like my hands being dirty. It grosses me out.
Okay. Would you rather eat a fly or a moth? You have to choose one. You can't abstain.
A fly. A fly, yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I would
moths
do a fly too.
Are too big.
No, yeah, that's too much chewing.
That is, I didn't think about that. That is a lot of chewing.
Or you could just swallow.
That's a lot of time that thing is going to be in your mouth. And a fly, you can just be like, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's a smaller.
But, like, would you have to chew them?
I would pretend it's a raisin.
They'd be flying inside of you.
I don't know if I could do it, actually. I would eat the fly, but I would probably, like, you know.
Like, what if it gets stuck just flapping in your tonsils?
Your esophagus?
Yeah.
Give her the book.
So oh, sorry. Says, I can look.
All right. Dude, just pretend it's a raisin. Just...
Bitch, I don't like raisins.
Yeah, I don't like raisins either.
Well, I don't know what the fuck to tell y'all. Eat the moth then.
No, because that's a lot of time it's going to be in your mouth.
Because, see, yeah, like a moth has bigger wings. I just,
The fly, you can just be like, but maybe then also if you have to chew it, like, that's even more. Oh.
Who said anything about chewing it? Just like.
I'm going to gag. Okay, I need the other question now.
Just think of it as a raisin. Now, that's my solution. Mm-mm. What else could it be? Like a blueberry?
Ew, I don't like blueberries.
Oh my god, I forgot. You only fucking eat apples
would
and bananas.
Would you rather have a talking refrigerator or a talking pen?
A talking pen.
Why?
Because I don't want the fridge, like, judging me. Like, I feel like it would judge me. I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, but, like, what if you're, like, writing in like, a really quiet room, and then your fucking pen is just going off?
Well, then I just make sure I don't bring that pen. Like, the fuck?
I'm gonna go with the fridge.
Because that's, like, what I was gonna say fridge, because I'm just thinking the same thing. Like, if I'm writing something, what's the bitch gonna be saying? Is it gonna tell everybody what I'm writing? Like, is, like, what is going on?
Like, what if I'm writing, like, I want to see your dick, and...
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I like pens too much for them to talk to me. I'm definitely a pen collector. I love pens and different things, and yeah.
But then you can make the pen like your friend.
I can make the fridge my friend. I have a better relationship with my fridge.
Yeah.
Me and my fridge, like...
We go way back.
Yeah.
We're like this.
I open her every day.
Wow. All right, we're moving on.
She never stays closed.
Okay, but then, bitch, how is she a fridge if she never stays closed?
She stays closed through the night.
Would you rather have Donald Trump's hair or Jay Leno's chin?
Oh, my God.
Jay Leno... chin. Wait, hold on. No.
I think the chin. Final answer.
The hair. I would choose the hair. Here's my
reason. Little hair flapping in the wind.
You can't change that fucking chin. At least my hair could grow.
Yeah, you can.
I could cut it.
Nah, you can totally change that chin.
Nah.
Plastic
That's
surgery.
A big ass chin.
Wow. All right, Ruth.
I couldn't.
Oh, here.
Because you could change both of them.
I mean, technically, yes.
You really want your hair looking like cotton candy?
It can grow or I can cut it.
Ooh, yes, I do. Okay, I'm going with the hair.
I'm not saying that it tastes like cotton candy. Instead, it looks like cotton candy. This bitch thought she was going to be able to, like, pull little tufts of it and like, eat it.
Hell yeah.
I hate cotton candy.
I love cotton candy.
I can have, like, a tiny bit of it and then I'm like, this is gross.
Ooh, I like this one. Even though spooky season is technically over. Would you rather open your front door and see Jigsaw or Michael Myers?
Michael Myers.
I want to play a game.
Yeah. Michael Myers is, like, less creepy to me than Jigsaw.
Well, that, but Michael Myers is there for a particular person. Jigsaw, I probably did some fucked up thing and now I'm being punished for it. No.
Yeah, I'm going to say Michael Myers.
I don't know. Did you know what the Michael Myers face is?
It's William Shatner.
Yeah, I never knew that.
I feel like I mentioned that before.
I feel like you have, but I also, like, never knew. Like, when I read it, I was like, I've heard this before.
What she's saying is she doesn't listen when you talk.
Clearly.
It's okay.
I'm just kidding.
Would you rather fake your own death and get a new life, or empty all of your bank accounts and start over in a new country, but still be allowed to contact people you know?
Start over.
The second one.
What? Would you rather fake your own death and get a new life, or empty all your bank accounts and start over in a new country? So you would just know people in a new country, but you'd be broke.
Yeah.
Or I could just die.
Yeah, I'd fake my own death.
Yeah, I think I would do that.
Oh, I would do the second one.
Because, I mean, there's nobody in my life I really care to keep in contact with.
Damn.
Wow.
She said what she said.
That's it's real.
Fucked up, Christina.
That's real.
This is real.
This is me.
All right. Would you rather die by drowning or by fire?
Oh, neither.
I think drowning.
Neither.
That's not an option.
Those are like my two worst fears. Like,
when
I die, I want it to be quick and painless. And those are both slow and painful.
Pick one.
What did you say? You said drowning?
Yeah. I don't want to be charred.
I know. I think the lesser of two, maybe fire for me. Because in my head, I'm like,
my gut says fire, too.
If I'm on fire, at least it's, like, all happening at once. Like, compared to when you're drowning, I feel like you know when you have to take that breath.
But
you know
what I mean? Excruciating pain.
Yeah, but think about it. I just don't think physically. I don't know. Like, I'm thinking more mentally of drowning. You're there. Because I held my breath. Like, I don't know. I like going underwater when I swim. And I'm just thinking, once you get to that point of running out of breath, you know you have to take that water in. Like, I just don't think I'm mentally... I don't know. Either way, you're dying, but I don't know. I can't see myself wanting to drown. I feel like that would take longer and mentally, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. No. I don't want to die by fire.
Yeah. Can I not do any of them? Damn. Because, they're both really painful.
Do I have the option of being rescued? Because drowning, I think you can get rescued a little bit better than a fire.
I would say drowning. I just feel like a fire is very, very painful.
But I feel like you die from the smoke before you... Wait, is that just if you're in a building?
No, sometimes with smoke you can. Like, it could make you pass the fuck out and then I could burn. There you go. There's my loophole.
But see, that would be... I would try... I don't know. I feel like you could do that when you're drowning, too. You'd, like, pass out. Like, clunk. I don't know what you're hitting your head on, but...
Yeah. A fish? I don't know.
Maybe, I guess so. I don't know.
I don't know. I think it depends on the way that you drown, too. Because, like, am I drowning because somebody's drowning me? Am I drowning because my car crashed into the ocean and now I can't get out of my car and I'm slowly sinking to my death? Like, well, I don't know.
It's your would you rather. How would you rather go?
I think drowning just freaks me out.
Look, if somebody, like...
But I don't like either way. I want to die quick and painless.
Yeah. Well, that's why whenever I choose that it's time to go, I'm just going to, like, rent a boat and then go into the Bermuda Triangle.
Is that even a real thing?
I don't know, but I'm about to find out.
We need to research that. Is it really? Like, do people really disappear in there?
I'll send you a postcard if I make it.
Okay.
If I don't send you a postcard... Well, I didn't make it.
Because where exactly is the Bermuda Triangle?
I don't know. I know it's like somewhere off of Florida, right?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, somewhere over there.
That could be something we've researched. The Bermuda Triangle.
I'll let y'all know what happened to Amelia Earhart.
She went through it?
Right?
Yeah.
Is that where she went?
I thought her plane crashed.
Well, yeah. But it's never been recovered. Like, as far as I know. Her plane, there was
it's
no, like, crash site.
In the ocean somewhere.
Probably. But we don't know for sure.
Okay, I have one.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather sleep on a mattress you find on the side of the road or chew gum you find stuck to the bottom of your shoe?
Sleep on the mattress. Fuck, I don't know.
Sleep on a mattress from on the side of the road or that you found on the side of the road?
You found on the side of the road.
So I could sleep on it anywhere.
Yeah. You could take drag it home and lay on it. Yeah,
I'd probably do that. Because, like, what if you walk through dog shit? Like, see, I think, like, five steps ahead. Like, what if this gum has been some nasty-ass places?
It's been some places.
I mean, what just if the it fact has grass in it, a bug in it? The fact
that it's been in somebody unknown's mouth, that should be enough.
Yeah, I would do the mattress, too. Because you can clean the mattress. It doesn't say anything about cleaning it.
Yeah. What? Okay.
And you can cover it with sheets.
Yeah. My ideal. Yeah, and then you can even buy, like, a mattress protector. Yeah. Like, just seal that shit up.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Mattress.
I want to know who would pick the gum and ask them if they're okay.
Say that.
Like, are you all there, honey? What is wrong? Something clearly went wrong in your life for you to choose the gum.
When you can choose the mattress. Like, I just want to know. If you would choose the gum, let us know. Because...
And let us know why.
I want to know.
Why?
I want to know.
Why?
Okay. So, would you rather drink a cup of your significant other's spit or eat a live cockroach?
Spit.
Spit.
Yeah. I fucking hate cockroaches.
100%.
Yeah.
They are like my arch enemy.
Nemesis.
Enemy?
I was gonna say nemesis and enemy.
Oh, God.
Dude, I fucking hate cockroaches. Those things will live forever.
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
Mm-mm. Okay, so this is a completely random question, but who's the bug killer in your household?
John.
Okay, and for you, like, if you dated somebody, they'd have to be the bug killer, right?
Yeah. Jean Aussi, so, like, I had put it on my Snapchat, like, maybe, I don't know, a month ago, a few weeks ago, I don't know. There was a spider in my bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a gnarly spider. Like, it was at least a dime size.
Oh, my okay? God.
That's huge for me. So, me, I always have bug spray, which I'm actually running low just because I get... When I see one bug, I spray the whole fucking house. Like, I don't care.
Damn.
I'm psycho. So I sprayed that bitch, and it fell. But I think the way the spray was, it got stuck. So, it's not like it fell where I could easily, like, get it. It, like, fell on my mirror. And I have my bitch ass. I was like, I'm just leaving that shit there. Like, I don't know how to get it. I don't know what to do. And so I took the broom pan and I set it on my counter. And then I stood at the doorway with the broom far away from the mirror. And I just started tapping it to fall into the dustpan.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Well, yay, victory.
And that was the best way that I could do it.
Dude, no.
Yeah. I can kill them, like, if I'm spraying them. I can't smack you. I can't pick you up. Like, I honestly would usually vacuum them up.
No, but I mean, yeah, if you don't want to be near it, just it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm the same way. Like, the other day, sorry.
She choked on dick.
The other day I killed a spider, but I couldn't pick it up because I was like, what if it's poisonous? Like, what if it, like, sprays venom on me? And so I waited until John got home and was like, I killed a spider. You'll be proud of me, but you got to pick it up.
No, can we talk about what you ran away from? Those birds in your house?
Oh, my God. Yeah, those big-ass birds that were in your driveway. What are those birds called?
I forget. Them vultures?
Oh, yeah. Girl.
She was sitting in her car, like, not going in her house because these birds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where I was confused. I was like, 100%. Were you trying to leave your house or are you trying to go into your house?
I was trying to go in. But they were on the end of the road. No, well, not in the end of the road. They were, like, right around the, like,
she's
in
like,
the
next yard. She's like, they were five streets down, and I just couldn't do it.
No.
I knew they were there, so I just couldn't do it.
I'm telling you, when I saw them, oh, my God. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has a thing. I can't do that. I don't know. I just don't know how my people heart's care. Beating, and like, everybody will be like, oh, well, bugs are smaller than you. Like, no, bitch, they fly. They fucking are ugly. Like, no.
They can kill me.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
It's just a bird, guys.
Like, I'll never forget. I think it was our apartment that we used to live in. We killed a spider.
Oh.
And I think we stepped on it, or someone stepped on it and sprayed it, and then babies were coming out of that bitch. Yeah. Oh, hell no.
It was behind the couch. I don't know why I fucking have this vivid-ass memory, but it was behind the couch.
Yeah.
And, like, we had to pull the couch forward, and then you sprayed it, and, yeah, it just exploded with babies.
Oh, my God.
That was the worst.
Dude, I would be like, I have to move.
Oh, shit, I hated it.
Dude. Just thinking about it now is giving me goosebumps. Oh, my God. That was fucking horrible.
We would deal with spiders because we were next to that field.
Yeah.
I would be like, yeah, I have to move.
Like, this is unacceptable.
Give me another apartment, please.
This bitch decided to make a home in my house and have kids.
No rent. Just moved all her kids in. Wow. The audacity. Anyway.
All right. Next. We'll do one each because we're at 47.
One more question. Oh, yeah. Would you rather have a plant or goldfish that talks to you?
Ooh, you know I would have a plant.
Of course goldfish. You would.
I love my plant.
I think a goldfish. I think that'd be pretty cool.
I don't know. Either would be cool.
Although,
I feel like I want people a bird. Talk to them regardless. Like, people talk to the plants and people talk to the, like, fish or pets, so.
Yeah, dude, I have full-on conversations with my cats.
Okay.
Probably shouldn't admit that.
Yeah.
But it's true.
And she's single, ladies and gentlemen.
Any wonder why? I don't give a fuck, man. I used to, the last person I was talking to.
What do they say to you?
Oh, they're just like, you're a dumb bitch, and that's it. And the last person that I talked to, I knew it wasn't going to work out, because, like, Cleo just, like, meows really loudly, and every time she gets into those moods, I'm just like, oh, stop yelling at me. And so I told him, I was like, yeah, just Cleo's just, like, yelling at me. And he was like, she's a cat. She's not yelling at you. And I was like,
oh, hell no.
If you don't fuck it, I'm going to punch you in the dick. Like, shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. You don't know shit. This ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
But yeah, I should probably stop admitting that.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Fuck that.
I'm 32.
And you have a cat on your sweatshirt.
Yep.
You do what you want, bitch.
My sister got me this sweater.
Okay, you ready for mine?
You ready for this?
Okay. Would you rather accidentally laugh loudly at a funeral or fart while giving a speech at a wedding?
Fart while giving a speech at a wedding.
Laugh at a funeral.
Yeah.
Laugh at a funeral. Wow.
Yeah.
Farting and then everybody hearing it, that would be mortifying.
Laughing at somebody's fucking final moments.
But see, it didn't say you were laughing at them.
Yeah. It just matters. I think, like, it's fucking rude.
I feel like you could easily just be like, oh, it was a mistake, or oh, I'm just so sad, like, I had to make myself laugh.
Yeah.
But farting, like, I don't know.
Was the question farting during the ceremony or during the reception?
Giving a speech at a wedding.
Oh, giving a speech. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it could be a silent one.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking on. It's going to be a silent one.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Ew. Dude, I just have, like, a thing with, like, farts and burps and stuff. Like, that stuff irks the fuck out of me. I don't know what it is. And it's not that, like, we don't do it, right?
I burp all the time.
No, dude, and yeah. I tell y'all, like, I hate, like, I've never been one to, like, be, like, like, in public, like, or around people. I don't know why. It's the same with my sneezing and stuff. Like, I just hold everything.
Y'all aren't, that's why you're stressed out all the time. You just gotta let that shit out.
Well, it's not that I don't let it out. I just don't let it out around other people. Like, I don't know why.
No, yeah, you really aren't. Even, like, whenever we lived together, like, I never saw her without makeup. Every time I saw her hair was fucking done. Like, I was just like, I don't know if she ever took a dump while we lived together, honestly. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, there's this one girl at work, and she'll just randomly be like, don't come in my section. I'm like, bitch. I'm like, there's a restroom there. And she'll be like, I'm not going to walk to the restroom just to fart. I'm like, why the fuck not?
Dude.
Why the fuck not?
Dude, that's better than what fucking that one dude. I don't know if you remember.
That was loud on there.
This one dude at the salon. You remember? I don't know if you remember. It was an older dude. He would fart and then blow dry them away from him. Yeah. So he was, and so at one point he was like standing, his station was behind the receptionist desk. And you already know when he was doing that shit because he would like pass the blow dryer behind his butt. And we're just like, dude.
I love it.
And he wasn't even like that old. He was like in his 40s. That guy's goals. Oh, fuck that dude.
I hate it.
Fuck that dude.
Okay. The final question. Dun, dun, dun. Would you rather save Mufasa from the Lion King?
You an asshole.
Or save Bambi's mom from dying?
What is wrong with you?
Why would you do that to us? Like,
what is wrong with
you? Two parents, one death.
Oh my God.
What would you save? Mufasa or Bambi's
You go
mama.
First. Since you fucking asked this question, you have to go first.
Yep.
I mean, my answer's honestly easy. I would save Mufasa. Because, one, I've never seen Bambi.
You a fucking cheater.
Why you even ask that question?
I knew it'd be hard for y'all.
You a dick.
But I just, Mufasa gets me every time. And he died, like, saving his child and his own fucking family, okay? Like, he didn't deserve that. He didn't deserve it.
Okay, but if you save Mufasa, then there's no Lion King.
Okay.
There's no movie.
Same with Bambi.
I don't think that's true, is it? Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So I'm going to say Bambi's mom because Simba at least still had his mom. Bambi didn't have nobody.
Michelle?
I'm going to have to say Mufasa.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
But you're not.
But Bambi didn't have anybody else.
I mean, I get that, but she's Bambi. Like, she'll survive.
Isn't Bambi a boy?
I don't know.
Bambi's a boy.
Oh, see, I've never seen Bambi.
Stop talking.
I don't even know Bambi's You're life. Fired like, for this why fucking... is Bambi even a movie?
I fucking can't.
Like, what does Bambi learn?
Look, Christina, we're not going to talk to you anymore. Just, you're fired.
Why do you even ask that question? You didn't even see Bambi.
You an ass.
Mufasa all day, every day. Bambi was clearly irrelevant. That's why I've never seen it, okay?
Okay, that's not really saying much because you don't see a lot of things.
I do.
Like Sex and the City that you still haven't finished.
I am watching it. But I'm also watching, like, Gilmore Girls. I'm also gotta watch You. I still gotta watch the Squid Games. Like, there's so many Squid things. Game's good. There's so many things.
I haven't watched Squid Game yet. I already it's finished good. You, though.
So, yeah. So that was our episode to start the month off, you know, coming at you with, you know, just the chill vibes.
The extended version of Halloween. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh?
And the extended version of Halloween.
Girl, I heard something entirely different.
I heard dick.
Yeah, I heard extended.
Extended?
Yeah.
Extended?
I was like. Extended.
Dick extended.
Can I get a dick extension?
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
You know, this is becoming an issue because we talk about dicks every episode for the last, like, three episodes.
But in fairness, we talk about vagina, too. Like, we talk about everything. We are unfiltered. And that's why people love us.
Christina, I'm gonna have to have you admit that the first part of November is just extended Halloween.
It's not. It's literally just the beginning of Christmas.
Look, if you keep your Christmas tree up until February...
Just for that, the next time you come over, I'm keeping my tree up. I'm putting one up right at the front door. So you walk right into it. And I'm going to put one right in your corner where you sit.
Hey, the tree's different. Oh yeah, because you put the table there.
Yeah, I put the table there.
Why? I can't feel it.
But yeah, what is it your final thing going to be? Is it you?
No, it's her.
It's a final quote. Okay.
It's the final countdown.
All right, it is time for
quote of the week. Yeah, I thought it was gonna be quote of the day. I don't know why.
It's time for
quote of the week. Okay. The only thing wrong with me was that I thought there was something wrong with me. And that's by the great RuPaul Charles.
Oh, that's right.
Nice.
It's true, because though. He was born in November.
It's true. Oh, okay. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
But yeah, I thought that was like, I was like, damn.
I was going to say Feliz Cumpleaños, but it was almost going to come out Feliz Navidad.
In your brain.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry something.
I know, we should start saying that. If it's your birthday when you're listening to this, happy fucking birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, we should, yeah.
Yeah. So, happy birthday to you. That's a good quote, because it's true. It just is self.
Say it one more time.
The only thing wrong with me was that I thought something was wrong with me. Oh, was that I thought there was something wrong with me. Mm-hmm.
And that's true. And that's on period. The
truth.
We're our own worst enemies.
True. And at the end of the day, we're always going to doubt ourselves. There's mm-hmm. always going to be that part that thinks you can't, but you can. All right. Well, we hope you guys have a great week. And that y'all enjoy the start of November, and that you are enjoying your hour extra of sleep every night. And stay tuned for some Turkey Day content.
I was trying to go.
Oh my God, bitch.
It sounds like you're going to throw up.
She sounded like she was choking.
Okay.
All right.
On that note,
bye.